Took in a little bit of football yesterday, including a great game last night. On the attendance side, the Cowboys had nearly 22,000 people at AT&T Stadium. The Dolphins opened up. They had about 11,700. Those were the big attendance turnout numbers in the NFL yesterday. Today is Monday, September 21st. This is your morning buzzcast. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Let's start with the NHL. Commissioner Gary Bettman met the media before the start of the Stanley Cup, and he talked a lot about next season. He said that the 2021 NHL season could start in late December, like he had originally said, or it could slip into January, depending on the health conditions and the regulations in place later this year. He also said that it's possible the league could start January 1st and still play 82 games, which could push it into summer 2021. He acknowledged a big issue is the Canadian government regulations limiting the entrance of travelers from the United States. And he also said that while next season might start with no fans in the stands, he hopes fans will be allowed back as the season continues. A couple of things to take away here. I mean, the NHL has to feel very, very good about its return to play. They played in two venues over nearly 60 days. It hasn't had one single positive test. The return to play has both been a competitive success for the NHL, also a financial success for the NHL. One report over the weekend in Canada said that the league has accrued at least $500 million in revenue from securing future corporate sponsors who were impressed with the way the league operated. Talking about potential returns, the Pac-12's president and chancellors met Friday as scheduled. They did not hold the vote on resuming fall sports. They will plan to meet this Thursday to talk about a return to play. Many think that an October 31st start is unlikely. November 7th likely becomes the start date. That would allow for a six-game football regular season before a Pac-12 championship game. Other fall sports could all resume practice and games as well. A report over the weekend from the San Jose Mercury News by Pac-12 watcher John Wilner cited a fractured leadership structure at the Pac-12 among presidents, ADs, and coaches that has led to this delay, again, likely starting the season on November 7th. While we're on the topic of possible returns, one league in Europe did return. The Bundesliga opened this weekend, saw a limited number of fans return for the first time. 9,000 fans were in one match in Germany. That was the most attended sports event since the coronavirus took hold in March. Matches in Cologne and Munich went ahead, but they had no fans. Another sport, another league to keep your eye on, the Bundesliga's return and how they navigate the return of fans. A report out of CBSSports.com over the weekend had that Duke University is in the initial exploratory stages of planning to host a multi-team event on its campus sometime this fall. The event would ideally be held with an emphasis on amplifying social justice reform. We've seen a lot of reports over quasi-bubble events or combined contained events. Apparently, Duke is looking at holding one sometime in the fall. We've also talked a lot about layoffs at the team level. Multiple reports have that the Red Sox have laid off approximately 40 employees across the organization. I'm hearing some hitting the business side, including Fenway Sports Management. And some of the cuts include parting ways with people who have been at the organization for a number of years. You always hate to see that. And if you're watching the NFL tonight, the Raiders will open Allegiant Stadium primetime Monday Night Football against the Saints. Of course, this is a $2 billion facility. There won't be any fans in the 65,000-seat venue. Peter King had an interesting note that tonight's Monday Night Football game is the 799th game on ESPN on Monday Night Football. It is the first NFL game ever in Nevada. And finally, I do want to stress that nominations for SBJ's New Voices Under 30 close this Friday. We're looking for new influencers, new voices that represent the next generation of sports business. To nominate someone, to nominate yourself for this year's class, please visit the events section on our website. Again, hoping to get a number of nominees for our new voices under 30. That process closes this Friday. So it's a Monday. It's September 21st. It's feeling a little bit more and more like fall is here. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.